are listening to the Christian Cast Network with your host, Michael Mizell. Before I read this devotional, I'd like to take a moment to pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are going to speak about praying to you, about talking to you, about sharing with you the way that Jesus stated we should pray, the communication between Father and Son, a family issue, things that we need to talk about. May everyone hear this word and apply these simple instructions how to be a better communicator, how to pray to you, Lord. We pray this in Jesus Christ's precious name. Amen. The title of the devotion is, When You Pray, Close Your Door. Jesus said, When you pray, go into your inner room, close your door, and pray to your Father, who is in a secret place. And your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. With these few words, Jesus set the common perception of prayer on its ear. He said prayer was not to be a public demonstration of how spiritual we are. No, the intimate nature of our communication with God calls for getting alone, away from all interruptions and distractions. Why? Because it's just you and your Father in a family discussion. When people say they don't know how to pray, what they usually mean is that they don't know how to pray like some of us. They don't know how to use our Christian jargon. Jesus said you don't need to worry about getting all the words right because your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. God's listening to our heart more than our words. We don't have to be self-conscious about our praying. God isn't grading us on how well we express ourselves. Again, compare prayer to breathing. Our breathing is done without our conscience attending to it, or even awareness that we're doing it. It is a natural expression of our moment-by-moment dependence on oxygen. That's how God wants us to treat our communication with Him. He wants prayer to be the air we breathe, the environment in which we live. Isn't that wonderful? Through prayer, we can live in continuous contact with God. Just think how much that can change us and improve the quality of our lives. Our Heavenly Father, we ask you to bless all those during this holiday time. The families who are struggling, the homeless who are homeless, and the people with mental issues and physical issues, poor people who need help and a little extra help this time of year, Lord, that we may reach into our pockets for them and help them. And we ask that, Lord, that you show the spirit of Christmas and heal the broken hearts and open up the channels of communications for the families who are having a hard time at home, Lord, and that they would be able to settle their differences and to look forward to the wonderful holidays. Amen. Thank you for listening to Christian Cast. You have a nice evening. Let my life